Gucci, Gucci, Goo! Baby update time. Rachel's still on maternity leave. Wonder how she's doing. Let's find out. So, how are you doing?
I'm bored.
Are you staying cool, at least, though, with the humidity?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a pool by chance?
No, no pool.
Does he have like a neighbor with a pool?
No, but we got a good friend with a pool.
Well, if you have a good friend with a pool, I guess you don't need a pool yourself. Unless your friend with a pool is that guy in Visalia who someone crashed through his fence and parked their truck in the bottom of his pool.
That is kind of crazy. I mean, I've heard about trying to beat the heat, but...
So I take it you haven't had the baby yet, or maybe you're at the hospital right now. You want to give us an exclusive?
Nope. Okay. Not at the hospital.
Well, so much for my exclusive this morning. And not at the hospital. I know where you are. You're out scanning the South Valley looking for that My 97.5 prize balloon because you want an Apple Watch. I know you've heard about that.
I have. In fact, I've had several people ask me where it's at, and I have no idea.
See, now I have a new theory. You're not pregnant at all. You have that prize balloon under your shirt.
You know what? That could actually be true. So if you see me...
Don't hug Rachel trying to pop the balloon. She actually is pregnant.
Yeah, don't touch the bump.
No. Speaking of which, I've never been pregnant myself, but it seems like when you are pregnant, people just can't help themselves to walk up to you, complete strangers, and, oh, you're pregnant, and put their hands on your belly. Does that really happen as often as, well, people like me seem to think it does?
You know, if I'm being nice to my kids and I'm in a good mood and I'm smiling, people think it's, like, okay to touch me. But if I'm just, like, standing there, usually they get the vibe of, maybe we shouldn't touch this lady.
Seriously, I mean, you wouldn't reach over to some guy with a big beer belly and say, oh, look at that. How many kegs do you think are in there?
Exactly.
So I'm guessing you've heard that the polls are now closed and everyone's chance to guess what you're having, boy or girl, date baby will be born, length and weight. Now, I haven't weighed in on this yet, but I am telling you, you are going to have a boy. I don't know what I'm basing that on other than you have enough Nick's chicks. You need a rooster in that hen house.
I think my husband needs some help. He's outnumbered.